Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Good morning, everyone, and hey, welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. It's a show that I do with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark, every third Friday of the month, and of course, this is no exception, so welcome to our show, and I know you're going to enjoy, once we get into it, you're going to enjoy what we're offering up today, but first, I have a couple of announcements. My dear friend, Lisa Hagen, she sent me a notice about becoming a vision ear, becoming a vision seeker, becoming a visioneer, and there is a free seminar coming up on November 28th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're interested in attending this event, doing anything like that where you're visioning, learning how to do it properly, you can go to theshiftnetwork.com, theshiftnetwork.com, and click on events. This is a free event. I've got all the information on it. It is talking about walking the path of the shaman and bringing your healing gifts into the world. And what I liked about this as I read through it is it's going to help you identify what your gifts are, because we all brought in certain gifts. And some of us are developing new gifts that we didn't even know that we had. And when you have someone that's trained to help do this with Hank Wesselman, and I've heard of Hank before, then that's really valuable information, and he is offering it free. So if you're interested, again, you can go to theshiftnetwork.com and click on events. Also want to remind everybody, tomorrow Rob and I will have been in our new home 1 year, and I get goosebumps when I say that, because this year, thank you, Benny.
Oh, that's not just for me. It's from all of our listeners.
Oh, well, thank you, listeners.
I piled them all in here just for you.
There you go. Crowded them into the studio.
You know it.
Yes. Well, this year, it just flew by. So it's a real reminder, folks, that every day is precious. So make the most of it. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, you can't control all the events in your life, but you can choose how you react to them. You know, we've all heard that one before, but when someone treats you badly, would you choose to react with resentment or with forgiveness? Since it's time for another Women's Hour here on Conscious Talk, the feminine focus will be on the choice of choosing resentment versus forgiveness. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that I do once every month on the third Friday of the month with my lovely, lovely host, Diana Clark. Diana, welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm looking out the window here, and it's my glasses, but it looks so foggy. Of course, it's dark. I can't really tell.
Do I need to have to clean those for you?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope it's not your glasses.
Me too.
You're going to be bumping into walls all day.
Yeah.
So Diana, you and I, we ought to tape our talks that we have,
because, yeah,
you know, we talk at least once a week, and it's usually quite a lengthy discussion because we go deep into subjects. And one of the subjects that came up around a couple of things that happened, I know an incident with you that happened that brought up this idea of us speaking and exploring and getting into resentment versus forgiveness.
Yes.
And how easy it is to go from a situation where you're angry about something, or you've been hurt around something or really disappointed about something and not really processing it and kind of sticking it away or ruminating about it, mm-hmm. and it eventually turns into resentment. Yes. And how that really, really inhibits our life, how much stress it puts on the body, emotionally and spiritually and physically, and how much it causes irritation and reactions to other people very quickly when you're holding on to that kind of energy.
Right. And you know, Brenda, it's so subtle in the beginning when resentments are forming, because I found for myself that oftentimes, you know, you get angry with someone and you'll kind of let it slide off of you because you think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And then something else happens. And then pretty soon you find yourself angry and now you're frustrated. Right. And then, you know, you mentioned another thing in there around getting disappointed, because we begin this thought form around our frustrations. And pretty soon we believe it to be true, and then we start blaming the other person, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in this piece of resentment, and it doesn't feel good.
Right.
And so
Go ahead. No, oh. I want you to share what happened, what really brought this to a head for us was something that happened with you.
Yes. Yeah, and so I had a incident with a friend where she's getting older, and so there were certain frustrations associated with that. And then one day I found I was starting to feel resentful. And this is somebody I love very, very much and care so much about. And it made me stop because, you know, Brenda, you and I have been doing this deep work, and this deep work means it's always about us. Mm-hmm. It's always how we are not paying attention. We're not in awareness in those moments. And I could feel resentment creeping in. And the minute that I felt that, it scared me. And I got right with my thoughts. I went, oh, my God, I love this person. This is like one of the most amazing beings. And I'm getting frustrated by things where I need to be practicing more patience. So it became about me. So what I did is I went to her and I said, you know what, I'd like to do something every morning where we can work through this, but I don't know that we're going to be able to do it by ourselves. So I said, how about prayer? Because I knew that was something that would speak to her as well as myself. And so every single morning we hold hands, I look right at her, and then I just pray. And, you know, when you're praying, it is so powerful, especially when it's more than one person. Mm-hmm. And whether you're doing that religiously, spiritually, wherever you're coming from, it really is that power of allowing in that divine peace. And when that is in place, Brenda, all I could feel was the love. And it's such a simple one. What I actually do is I pray for good health for this person. And then it's kind of like a gratitude prayer, too, because I'm saying, you know, thank you so much for our harmony, our love, our joy together, because this is somebody that's so important to me. And whatever it is, it's real simple. It's like anything from, you know, 20 to 30 seconds. And then that's how we start our morning. And it has completely changed the relationship.
I bet. Completely shifted.
It shifted.
And
it.
What I loved about this story, Diana, was the simplicity of it. But really which was beautiful, and the fact that you brought gratitude into it. Mm-hmm. But what I also loved about this story, and folks, this is really an important piece here. And Diana just shared it, but it's really an important piece, and that is catching those thoughts, catching the thoughts when they happen. Because if you don't catch the thoughts about, wow, I really love this person, or maybe it's somebody that did something to you that you don't love that much, or you don't even know that well. When you catch those thoughts, you can go, wow, look how I'm thinking. Look what I'm thinking about this person. Look what I'm placing upon myself and this person. The kind of energy that I'm exuding and putting toward this is so very, very important, because it's all about energy.
Yes.
And whatever we're pushing out there or projecting out there, we're projecting into the collective consciousness, mm-hmm. and it's staying with us as well. It boomerangs right yes. back at us. It's that old adage, you know, Diana, when you point one finger at somebody, yeah. you have three pointing back.
Yes.
When you're projecting that kind of venom out there, you know, there's venom in irritation. There's venom yeah. in frustration. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we don't ever get to those places and we feel that. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to feel it, right. but then to shift it.
Right.
Because when we don't, it starts to build upon itself.
Right. And that's that part of that egoic mind that comes into play that says, I'm right. And we mm-hmm. want to blame someone else. But, you mm-hmm. know, when you do the work that we've done for so long, Brenda, when I am not in the right space with myself, I suffer greatly. And yes. I am in such an awareness now. And it's not that I don't make mistakes, because I do, but it's what I do with it. I don't sit in that long
right.
because
right.
it hurts me. I'm actually suffering, and mm-hmm. I used to live in suffering. But I've been yes. out of it now for so long that I spend, you know, 95-97% of my time in a more joy-filled, divine way. And mm-hmm. when I make these mistakes or I allow these thoughts to take over, then the suffering begins, but now I can feel it. So, you know, our intuitive place of that feeling space, that's what I paid attention to, and I knew that was in me because it can't exist outside of you.
Right. And those are the important pieces about the work that we're talking about mm-hmm. doing. Is it's almost like you could say there's only one of us.
Yes.
It, you know, one yes. of us projected into billions of little pieces, but it's like taking a cup of water from the ocean. When you take a cup of water out of the ocean, is it no longer part of the ocean?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
It's part of that body, and we are all part of that larger body in that collective consciousness. And so when you're doing it to somebody else, you're really doing it to yourself. And the second point that you made is when you're doing it to somebody else, you can't really do it to someone else
no.
unless you have it within you.
Exactly.
Because you can't experience something outside of you.
Exactly. Because it's all your thought forms.
Right.
It's all when you let that thought form take hold, you form yes. a belief system so that the egoic mind can be right. It keeps
Absolutely.
Going back to that. And that's only in you. That's not coming from the other human. It is your reaction to things outside of you. And,
yes.
you know, you're wanting to be right. You're wanting to be in control. And when mm-hmm. you catch yourself doing that, because it is human, and there isn't anything wrong with feeling any of these things, it's what I'm going to do with it. Am I going to sit in that for a long time and stew in it until I'm so toxic myself that I almost mm-hmm. can't even find my way out of it?
Right, right. And then that's when you start having physical problems.
Yes.
Because that energy has been stuffed. It's sitting there. It is working on you whether you are aware of it or not. And then one day a diagnosis comes down the road and you go, what? You know, maybe you're eating properly. Maybe you're someone that exercises every day. But if you are not doing that inner work, if you are not processing those emotions, those stuck emotions in the body, if you're not processing and working on that, down the road, it's likely, because it represses the immune system and it's very hard on the body, you're going to start having some physical problems show up. And we know that one too well. Well, here today with Diana Clark, my lovely co-host on the Women's Hour. We'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm here with my lovely and dearest friend, Diana Clark, and all these things that we bring forth on the Women's Hour are things that Diana and I discuss. We go deep into these subjects, and it's always because we've had a personal experience, maybe one of us or both of us, or we've maybe witnessed a personal experience by someone else. It just brings forward different subjects to explore, and today we're exploring resentment versus forgiveness. And I just wanted to comment on the story that you told before about this person you loved dearly. Mm-hmm. She was getting older. Things were not working well between you. You started to feel that resentment, Diana, bubbling up. And because you've done such deep work, you literally were conscious and aware enough to catch yourself, mm-hmm. and know that this was really something inside of you.
Yes.
And that there was work to be done around that, to yes. heal that, to forgive yourself, basically, mm-hmm. and this other person, so that you could have a deeper, more enriched relationship, which yes. is what came out of it. Yes. And I just wanted to comment, because during that story you shared, you were talking talking about the egoic self.
Yes.
And how the egoic self loves to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to bring this forward because this is really what happens, and we've all experienced it. And because we have, we can then understand it and forgive ourselves for this. Because when we have that egoic self forward, that egoic self is about two things. Number one, it is about defending itself always.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The egoic self is always in a defensive posture. The second thing the egoic self is looking for is a sense of itself, because it doesn't have that sense. It's disconnected from spirit or who we really are at the soul level. So it's looking for a sense of self through power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what it's getting, what it's looking for, is the wrong kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
When it has this need to be right. And I know all of our listeners out here can relate to this. I know I can. I know you can, Diana. I know Benny can. That feeling of needing to be right gives us a sense of power, but it is a false sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
It is a power over.
Right.
And that kind of power is never going to get you where you want to go.
Right.
It's a control piece. And it is going to just lead to a road of misery. So I really wanted to point that out. When that happens in your life, take a moment and take a breath or step back and look at that for yourself and mm-hmm. understand when you have that need to be right, you're in your egoic self. Mm-hmm. And that is a false sense of power, and it is a power over, it is a control piece. And if you continue down that road, you will suffer.
Exactly. And you know, listening to everything that you said, all of the above, actually reminds me of a story. And I think this is going to be super helpful for everyone, because we spend a lot of time in our workplace. You know,
mm-hmm.
most people are there, 8, 9, 10 hours in a day. And if you've been anywhere for a longer length of time, you really get to know people. And it made me think of, this is quite some time ago, one of my coworkers was someone that was just not very nice to people. And when she first crossed my path, I actually kind of was sort of angry, mean to her one time, because she had done something and she just triggered something in me wrong. But that was before I was where I'm at today, because this is mm-hmm. over 20 years ago. And then what I came to see is she ended up being a great gift for me, Brenda. She was the person that made me sit back and really look at my thoughts about her. Was she really this beast of a person? Well, yeah, in the outward way, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really who she was? And as I awakened more and more, what I really came to see was how she was in such fear and in tremendous pain in every mm-hmm. way you can think of, spiritually, mm-hmm. emotionally, mentally, physically. She took
yes.
so many prescriptions for so many ailments, because there was so much in there, which I began to see as a lot of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
So what I began to do, Brenda, is I changed me.
Yes.
I began to, because, you know, I do a lot of gratitude praying. I've done a lot of meditation. And it helped me to see through the eyes of the divine, which I always say is I'm seeing through the eyes of compassion.
Yes.
And I began to see her as what she really was, which was with this beautiful human.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen her outside of work, so I'd caught glimpses of that part and how beautiful that was. And then I began to love her.
Yes.
And you know, when I say I love someone, it's that the really essence of what love is, that beautiful peace that you are. Every time that you're talking to somebody, it's that warmth in your heart. It's that,
yes.
again, it's a real tangible thing. And, you know, my whole outlook on her completely flipped. Because
see, yes, I'm sure your whole relationship with her shifted.
Yes, because mm-hmm. then she still continued to do the same things. But
right.
instead of my, you know, reaction of like, oh, God, if I have to hear another negative, horrible thing from this person,
mm-hmm.
you know. But instead, I would kind of do a little chuckle. And then just be more understanding. I would just,
yes.
I would show her the more beautiful aspects. And
yes.
so it shifted and changed. So she actually helped me to really deepen And she doesn't have any idea that that's, when I say I was using her, I don't mean it in a bad way.
I get it.
I was using that opportunity for my own growth. And I tell you, from that piece, that helped me so much because that really instilled that in me. Mm-hmm. And so she was a really vital part for that part of my growth.
Well, you know, the most loving thing, and I I love that story, Diana, and the most loving thing that we can do for ourselves is live in peace, is to be peaceful, to be filled with peace and gratitude. And the only way that I know of to get there is to be able to forgive ourselves and each other and to get underneath a person's behavior like you did, Diana, to see the real person and understand that anybody, even if it's a person that takes out a gun and shoots masses of people, these people are in tremendous pain and fear. If you could put yourself in their place, you might be reacting in the same way. And but what we do, is we judge and then we punish. We're on a planet that believes that punishment is the answer, and that will solve those problems that lead to those kind of tragedies. But punishment and judgment, as we've seen, will never solve the problem. Never, never, never. We will perpetuate the problem through our desire to punish. Because if we go back, Diana, to the first segment, and I said it's like taking a cup of water out of the ocean, and you punish that cup of water, you are punishing the ocean. So we're doing it to ourselves.
And you know, every
time we do that kind of act of resentment, that act of you know, getting back at, you know, punishing, make sure they know they were wrong, we're going to make it right that way, that will never, never, never work.
Right. You know, whenever you were talking about the piece around forgiveness just a moment ago, I think it's really important to start with self-forgiveness.
Yes.
Because people will often say, yeah, I forgive that person. But then they carry a lot of guilt and shame on their part in it.
Yes.
And so to forgive yourself, because that's always such a big one, too, whenever you're thinking about how do I get there? How do I get to that place of really forgiving myself for my own actions or my own feelings about something? And what I've always practiced doing is I just kind of hand that over to the divine.
Yes.
I release that, because if I'm going to forgive someone else, should I not forgive myself to the same degree? And then, because I think we're so quick to forgive others, and I always tell my clients, if they're, you know, we're looking at one of their stories and they're feeling so much pain around it, and then I always say, well, what if it was me that did that? Would you give me that forgiveness? And every time, well, yes, of course.
Right.
But start with that self-forgiveness piece, and then giving that forgiveness to another person is giving it to yourself, too, because otherwise you do carry the ailments with you.
You can't authentically forgive another until you have forgiven yourself.
Yeah.
Again, it's all about you. It's all about me. There's really only one of us. And I know that sounds weird. It's really difficult to wrap the mind around, but we are one body, fractured into billions of pieces. Every piece affects the whole body. And when you can really remember that, whatever you're doing to another, you are doing to yourself on some level. And even though you're not conscious of it, it is still happening, because it's like the energetic matrix. It's like plucking a string in that matrix reverberates throughout the entire matrix. Well, we're here, Diana Clark and I, today talking about resentment versus forgiveness, and we'll be right back.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. 1 is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet, and 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Oh, Benny, that one takes me back. I love those songs. That really takes me back. Thank you for that. Folks, welcome. You're listening to The Women's Hour, Giving Voice to the Feminine. It's a show that we do here on Conscious Talk Radio the third Friday of every month. Just want to remind you of our website, ConsciousTalk.net. Invite you to join us there and on our Facebook page. So, Diana, I have a story to share. And this, I think this is one that's universal mm-hmm. for people.
Yes.
When I was 8 years old, And I was teased a lot in school. I was bullied. And so I usually found myself sitting in the back of the bus. And I used to love to sit on the wheels, you know, because there would be a hump there.
Right.
And but I would go back there and kind of crawl in my little corner, so to speak, hoping that the kids on the bus wouldn't pick on me. And so I'm sitting on my in my usual place on the bus going home. And this is right before summer vacation. Mm-hmm. And my dog, Susie, we used to have to keep her in the yard, in the fenced yard, because the neighbor's dogs would chase the bus when it came down the road. Mm-hmm. And my dad was very strict about, you know, this dog is not going to get into that pattern. But it was also a protection for her because it was dangerous when they chased the bus.
Of course.
And for some reason that day, we never did know whether it was my mom or my dad that left the gate cracked open. And as the bus came down the road headed toward our house, Susie was out with the other dogs. And they ran up to the bus, and the bus driver was, you know, still going probably 20 miles an hour. And somehow Susie ended up under the dual wheels where I was sitting. And we ran over her, and she was laying on the road. And as I saw the dogs coming at the bus, and as I felt the bus go over something, and I looked back, there was my Susie.
Mm.
And she was the nearest and dearest thing to my heart that I had. That little dog was everything to me. And she was the first thing I you know, greeted in the morning and the first thing I greeted when I got home and the last thing I kissed when I went to bed at night. Mm. And I let out a scream that the bus driver told my parents, and I didn't hear this till years later, that he couldn't sleep at night because he kept hearing that scream.
Yeah.
What happened in that incident for me is I wasn't angry at the bus driver. I was angry at God.
Mm.
How could God take my nearest, dearest, best friend away from me? How could God let that happen? And I remember making a choice in that moment. I made a choice I would never forgive God.
Mm.
And that I want everyone to understand, as an 8-year-old, I had no idea how powerful that choice would be, because it was made in that very high pain emotion.
Yes.
There was a lot of energy behind it. I was so angry. I hated God in that moment. And that choice affected me for years to come. And it wasn't until the cancer entered my life that I was finally able to make it right with God. In other words, to make it right with the God within me.
Right. I was just going to ask you, had you been raised, you know, in a particular religion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, raised in a religious family. And that what I carried was that resentment in me for years and years. And when I finally started to wake up during my recovery, and I realized how damaging that level of resentment that sat in me was all those years, and here my body is expressing cancer, that was a huge wake-up call for me.
Right. Yeah, that disconnection.
And it took me, yes, mm-hmm. and disconnected, and it took me over a year of reading and doing work on myself and asking questions to forgive myself. So I could forgive God. And that was a big thing for me. It was a huge piece in my life. And it was very much a healing piece in my life. Mm-hmm. And I believe it opened the door for me to continue my healing process.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how important those kind of decisions that we make in the heat of the moment are in our lives.
Mm.
And how affected we are by that. And I bet you every single person that's hearing this has been mad or angry at God and held a piece of resentment at God. Maybe not quite as big as the one I had, and maybe quite as big, but we experience that a lot, and we don't realize how harmful that is to ourselves to be carrying that kind of deep resentment.
Yeah, and you were a child, too, when that happened, so you wouldn't have had that understanding.
Right,
yeah.
did not know any better. Mm. So on the other side of this, Diana, I would love for you to comment on that, and we'll get into talking about free will and forgiveness and all of those pieces.
Okay.
And we'll be back, folks, right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm here today with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark. And today's subject is not an easy one to discuss. I realize that, and so does Diana, but we felt it was so important to bring it forward. We're talking about resentment versus forgiveness. And Diana, that story I shared, what I really want our listening audience to know about that is in that moment, I believed when my dog was killed, and that beautiful animal, that love that I had with her was taken away from me, I honestly believed that God did not love me. Mm. And in that thought process, I was going to punish God for that. Right. And I decided I was not going to forgive God, nor was I going to love God back, that I was going to punish God for that. Mm-hmm. And little did I know what a beautiful gift this was. And it took me years and years and years to realize it. Mm. But it was a gift in my life, because it gave me the opportunity to go. I had to dig really, really, really deep for this one,
right,
to forgive myself and God, mm-hmm, for that incident and realize what it was teaching me about humility and forgiveness and free will and the fact that nothing happens to us.
Yes.
Nothing happens to us. Everything happens for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real big one for me to learn that.
Yeah. You know, a big key word that you said in there was free will. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share a story with you real quick, Brenda. I know, mm-hmm, you know this story, but I don't think I've ever talked about this on the air. And this is a time that I was probably about 20 years old. And when you're dreaming, but those who know about like leaving your body, it used to be called astral projecting, but, you know, leaving the body, and it's a different sense. And so I was real exhausted this one morning. I had been up driving through the night, laid down and I left my body and I went into, the best way I'm going to describe this is that what I saw as God was a God firelight. And so whether we call this light, source, God, whatever labels you're putting on it, but I'm going to let tell the story as if it was a human to a human, because I was also, I found that I was exactly the same thing as that from which I had come from. So when I joined with the light, because I was, it was my spirit and my consciousness, and all of a sudden, Brenda, I was consumed in love, and it was a love so beyond that what we feel is love here on this planet is just a pale example of what that love was. Right. And so I fell down at, I'm going to say, his feet, even though there weren't bodies involved here, and I was humbled. And in my head, we were talking telepathically, and the God light was expressing this beautiful love, and I was saying, I'm not worthy. I'm just not worthy, because the love was all-consuming. And then he placed his hand on my head, and I was consumed by peace. And all of a sudden, I'm in total love and peace. And I've read this same story with near-death experiences. And so I was in there. I don't know how long I was in the space for, but I was home, basically. This was where nothing terrible had ever happened to me. And then all of a sudden, I could feel a pulling away from the light. And I was frightened at that point, you know, like I was kind of clinging. But in this most beautiful voice, God said, you need to go back, my dear one, because there's so much that you need to learn. And there was that great sense of when I did enter my body, I didn't want to, actually. I was trying not to, because the minute I did, it was like, poof, the love and peace was gone, because it was at such a high level. And that was where I did come to see what he was saying is that I do have the free will to make the choices to learn and grow. And so there is a big piece around that free will. Yes. And what am I going to do with that? And so when you were telling your story about your dog, Susie, you know, getting hit by, run over by the bus, in that moment when you made that choice, you were a child making that choice, but it did gift you that peace for later on whenever you went through the cancer piece to see that actually that's not my belief system at all. And you made that And that type of growth, to be able to see these things as the gifts that they are, that is so tremendous, because that's what we're here for. Everyone is to awaken, at least hope we're hoping everyone, into that higher consciousness, that higher awareness. And because really when it comes down to it, I think that humans are very beautiful beings. And I think we are very much full of peace and love. And we all want to live in joy. Everyone
absolutely
does.
And there isn't a client that I've worked with that hasn't, when I ask them what do they want, and they'll write a few things down, but when we really get to the depth, they all want peace. They all want peace, and we all want peace. We all want peace and happiness and abundance and joy and beauty in our lives. I don't know anyone that doesn't. Even the most like your coworker that you shared in the second segment about her, at the core of her being, what she probably, if she wasn't even aware of it, wanted more than anything was to be in peace, to be at peace with her body, to be at peace with her mind, to be at peace with her soul. And the only way that we've talked about this so many times, Diana, the only way that we know of to get there is we have to make peace within ourselves. And that means that we have to be, with our free will, be willing to forgive ourselves at those deepest levels, and to understand that those experiences that have come along that have hurt us deeply, that have disappointed us deeply, that have made us more angry than we could ever imagine, are there for that purpose. They are there to teach us, to help us. They are there as they are a gift disguised as, you know, a problem, a challenge, whatever you want to put a label on it. But they are gifts in our lives to teach us that we are greater than any problem we've ever, we could ever conjure up on this planet. We are greater than that.
Yeah. You know, hearing that, I was just thinking, you know, you and I are both horsewomen. And one of the things that I've always noticed about horses is how they are when you turn them loose. And they seek out a peaceful place in their pasture, and they run around in freedom. And when you see that, I think that they encompass that peace and freedom piece so beautifully.
Yes. And yes, and they're very powerful beings as well.
Yeah, very powerful, but yet you can see when they're out there running and kicking up their heels and they're experiencing that freedom, and then they always calm down to a place of they might lie down and roll around, or they might just start grazing, and there's like this freedom, peace thing that's happening. Like they're walking in their joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And coming back to that power piece, there's power in humility.
Yes.
There's power in forgiveness. Mm. There's power in peace. There's power in simply witnessing. There's power in deep understanding of somebody's pain to where you can relate to it on some level, and it opens your heart so that you see them for who they really are, truly are, who they are at the core, and what's on the outside is all that pain and resentment and anger that they are carrying because they have not yet learned how to move out of that egoic place and into that place of humility and surrender. And that's all it is. It's no more than that. No matter how many nasty stories we make up about it, it's really quite simple when you look at it, and it's really hard to master.
Yeah.
Really hard to master. But that is part of our walk here this lifetime.
Yes. And, you know, being humbled, that is the key. When I am humbled, I always say this, that when I'm humbled, it's one of the things I even pray about. Keep me humbled, but I don't need to be broken to be there. It can be gently. Yep. But when I'm humbled, Brenda, I am my most loving and my
Absolutely.
Most kind.
And your most powerful.
Yes.
Because when you are your most loving and your most kind and your most caring, you are your most powerful.
Yes.
Yes. You are not powerful in your anger and your resentment steeped in all of that. It is that false sense of power. You are the most powerful when you are in that place of grace and humility and caring and kindness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the message, Diana, we want to leave our listeners with today is to remember true power is not that place of defense and resistance. It is that place of peace and surrender. Well, thanks, my love. As always, great discussion. And folks, want to thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on the Women's Hour.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.